Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. By the way, you probably haven't noticed this yet. I don't know if anybody's told you.
What's that?
The NCAA tournament starts today.
It is underway, Dale.
March Madness.
I got the perfect bracket.
So I'm going to read this very specifically because there's certain words we can't say and words that we can say.
Oh, right.
The March college basketball tournaments are in full swing.
Yes, they are.
King's Dining and Entertainment, place to go. Incredible dining and entertainment special, space for groups of any size. Check out King's at any of their five locations, Back Bay, Burlington, Dedham, Linfield, or Seaport. So the nice folks at King's,
yes,
had a food drop.
Brought a lot of good food.
I wouldn't know.
Well, listen, you got to get in there early because these sales jackals are unlike anything you've ever seen before.
I have never seen it. It's like if you throw a pork chop into a piranha.
It's honestly like that.
A passel of piranhas.
Is that what they're a passel?
I have no idea. I
can't imagine that's accurate.
You should have seen. I have never seen that many people in that kitchen.
It's honestly disgusting. It's disgusting. It's like they've never eaten before. You put in a little bit of food.
Do we
it in
not
the kitchen.
Pay them enough to be like?
They
themselves?
Smell it from all floors. They come from like the third floor up. They come down there.
Hey,
is this for everybody?
What's that?
You're like, well, not really. Like the idea is that Dale and I each get to have a lunch and then talk about the lunch,
which then we would be happy to share.
Meanwhile, Rossi had to go in there with bulletproof vest on just to get a few things away and put it in the producer's room have it.
Back away.
It was like The Walking Dead. Like I dodged some of them. They were smelling me. It was getting really
bizarre. Really disgusting. And I also ate a cheeseburger as fast as anybody has ever eaten a cheeseburger.
Well,
that was delicious.
Because you were afraid somebody was going to take it away from you.
I know. They're going to come in here like mid-show and just come in here and be like, are you going to finish that?
Hey,
like, yeah, I'm planning on it.
You going to eat that?
It's really, I'm telling you, it's unbecoming. Like, were they planning on just not eating it all today? Or was this, what
How
is this?
How did they know?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. So I used to work in that kind of world. And what you do is you say, hey, Thursday, I'm just giving you a heads up. Gonna be a food drop. So that person goes to somebody else. Goes, hey, don't bring in your wife's
crappy food. A game of telephone,
food.
Huh?
Food drop. Psst. Yeah, everyone goes
Thursday
around.
Food yeah, drop. So nobody goes and gets food. Then they just woof it all down.
And then they're like, oh, it's for Dale and Keith. And like those guys.
Yeah, they don't care. Like, oh, they're on the air.
Well, that was funny because when the food drop happened, and again, our thanks to the nice folks at King's.
Yeah.
We're in here, you know, doing our show.
Correct.
So Rossi,
I should have just got up and left.
During the commercial break, Rossi says, oh, the food's here. I said, oh, where is it? He said, it's in the kitchen. I went, oh, no.
Yeah, Dale goes, we're not going to get it.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, Jason went in there and had to fight a couple people for it just to get us a pretzel and
a
burger.
I was bit.
He did not.
You're going to turn.
That's a lie.
You're going to turn.
He did not go in there. He sent Lucy in.
Oh, did Lucy go in?
Lucy went in and grabbed
it. Right?
I did, and a group of piranhas is called a shoal.
A shoal of piranhas.
And they're still in the kitchen.
They're
just picking up scraps.
An
licking crumbs off the floor.
Of piranhas in the.
It's really gross. Like, have some respect for yourself, salesperson.
Says the guy who ate a cheeseburger
in about 6 seconds.
Yeah, but they brought them for us. They brought them for our show so we can talk about them. Who are they going to tell? Just each other. Like, oh, do you like that cheeseburger? Oh, I love that cheeseburger. Oh, I can't wait till next
they didn't
week.
Have the cheeseburger because you scarfed it down.
I ate the cheeseburger
time.
Very fast. I know, but anything else that I would want is gone, long gone. Just how many boxes of pizza are in there now?
It's a wasteland.
And they're just
there is a
them
bunch
down.
Of empty boxes in there, right?
So who are they sharing? Who are they talking to right now? Nobody. We're talking to the world, Dale. The world is hearing us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can't.
That kind of puts the pressure on us.
I know. So think about your next words carefully.
Don't screw this
the
up.
The world is listening. WEEI.com you can listen
did
to.
Did they not have
the
faith?
App.
Did they not have faith that, A, we couldn't eat all of that food, and we couldn't, just the two of us?
I'd give it a shot. I would. I'm hungry
today.
You know what I do on Thursdays.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm hungry.
But that we wouldn't have shared?
I would have given like one thing, maybe. That's not the point.
One chicken wing.
Yeah. At 2 o'clock. Whatever we don't eat.
And then that shoal of piranhas would have descended on the chicken wing.
We have until now and 2 o'clock to eat during the breaks. So after 2 o'clock, you guys go nuts. Have a nice little late lunch. Wouldn't kill you. Put in some extra work right now. And it'd be good to go. A working lunch. Ever hear of that? That's a thing.
That's what they're calling it right now, is they're sitting at their desks eating your food.
Say, by the way, today of all days, there is no working. Everybody's on a, quote, working lunch. Yeah. Games are underway. We got Louisville, Minnesota on. Northeastern plays today. Yale plays today.
Well, this is the annual Where the Hell is True TV on My Cable System day.
Yes, it is. You have it. You never watch it, but it's there.
I have it. I have never watched a second of True TV that did not involve college basketball.
Right. That's the thing. And every once in a while they have a game. I believe the Yale-LSU game, which starts in about 20 minutes, that's a True TV game. So we will effort that during the next break while I'm woofing down a pretzel.
No, those are all gone.
No, that's a good point. Whatever's left.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
There is some of the condiments are left.
Yeah.
So if you want to go in and lick one of the ketchup packages or something, because that's about all.
His mouth massage?
Yeah, yeah. I might give it a mouth massage when I get in there. That was like the day that Wiggy was nice enough to bring donuts and coffee.
Oh, my God.
So he brought a box of Joe. I get in there at like 8:45, 9 o'clock, gone. The whole box of Joe, gone. I'm like, I can't even get like a cup of coffee here. And all the donuts, gone.
And he brought like 32 donuts. It was some weird number. It wasn't like three dozen. It was like 32.
It was because of the NFL coaches. And at the time, there was only one black. He so he bought one chocolate donut.
And one white frosted donuts. So
they were all gone. They were all gone. It's insane. So word to the wise, if you want to bring us food, and we would love for you to bring us food, bring it directly to Jason or Lucy. Put it in that room.
No, stop there. Stop there. What? Do not bring us food.
Bring us food.
We don't want listener food.
No, I don't want. Yeah. I know if you're driving around, I don't want your homemade food. Right, if you work now, for a place with delicious food.
You'd be surprised how many people have come here to drop us off food in my time here.
I don't want your brownies with the tinfoil on it. What I want is if you work at like a restaurant or something, you're like, hey, these guys are hungry. They sound hungry. It's a lunch show. We should be getting lunch all the time, I would think.
I can make that happen.
I'd take a cup of coffee every day.
As we're speaking right now, Eric from work is on a beeline here.
He's in the lobby.
He's cooking like these oatmeal raisin cookies right now. He's like, oh, I got you guys. I got you covered. He's, you know, it would be a twofer. He gives us cookies. He fights Fourier. It'd be a great day for him.
And Christian, Christian's here if he does want to have a bout with him.
That we would have to televise.
Christian kind of backed down from that last week.
Is that
week.
Right? He said no thanks?
We'll have to recap that in Week in Review.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. But do I sound mean here? I'm just saying.
Just hungry.
Okay. Yeah, true. I start to get a little hungry. Do you think I'm nuts? Like, is the point of these food drives? Maybe I sound like a I don't know what.
Radio guy. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, I guess. And I've heard the same story before, and I was always like, let the sales guys eat. But then it's like, no.
I think what you have,
I thought about letting him eat, and then I went, no.
The hardworking salespeople on the other side, we like them. But I think the point is, give us a 10-minute. Give us a 10-minute window.
Give us a window.
And then
the one time that was really gross was
when they brought it in the control room at the other building.
Yes, and it was just a parade of people. It was insane. It was like all going through. It was like we were doing the show in front of a live studio audience there, but they didn't care what we were saying. They were just in there like, how many, is there pepperoni in there? Is there pepperoni? Like, lift the boxes. Get out of here.
It was like a parade.
It was Lucy
and
Eamon.
Corporate was here.
Oh,
everybody was in the hall. It spilled into the hallway.
That was awful. I think the salespeople brought their families that day. They're like, hey, it's free food.
Take
the kids out of school. They have pizza in the producer's room. It's like,
you were right.
There were
about
balloons.
There was. It was
you
a bit
were
of a
right
party.
About the whole pizza party thing.
I was.
It brings everybody together.
It does. It does.
That was one of those days where they actually brought too much stuff.
They brought a lot of food.
And it was like, I thought they brought too much stuff until the descendant.
No, but so you're right. They brought a ton of food, but we should have moved it. My whole point is, if the sales department, we're all on the same floor with sales. If sales had a pizza party, I would not wander over there and be like, well, where's the meat lovers? You guys have that? I wouldn't do that. That's their food. Eat your food. Have a good time. When we have food, it's ours unless we feel like sharing. Well, God, it's not that hard.
We felt like sharing.
No, we didn't. We didn't have the option. We didn't even know.
We were too busy in here talking.
We didn't know it was there.
To share.
It's a problem.
I will say that there are times that sales does have certain like gatherings.
And
I'll walk by and you'll get the, hey, like I didn't even go in there. There's like, hey, come back in like 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Like, I don't want your food. I don't want your leftovers.
They're very protective of
it. Oh, it's disgusting.
It's in like the boardroom. They're like, hey, come back and they try to be like your buddy. They're like, hey, hey man.
They're hyenas, some? Is what it is.
Yeah, we have, do we have a boardroom?
I guess. I don't know.
I'm you gotta stumble, you know, a couple lefts, a couple rights, and then there's a boardroom with pizza.
I still get lost in this building, and we've been here for several months.
We have been.
I can find our office.
Yep.
I can find the studio.
That's all we need.
And I can find the bathroom.
Oh, good. You got that covered. Those are the three.
Is it the men's bathroom?
No, yes. It's just a bathroom. He just finds it.
Well,
you know,
it's down the hall from the ladies' bathroom.
That's
so
true. Narrow doors. You notice that?
Very narrow.
Yeah. Oh, you probably noticed that more than others.
Was that supposed
to
be? I don't know. I'm salty now. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm latching out.
Usually
at you.
I get picked on when there's a third guy.
I don't know what's happening. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Eats a cheeseburger in 8 seconds.
I'm so sorry. I didn't whoop that cheeseburger down. That
We're
was
working really hard at this svelte body.
What is the station record for eating a cheeseburger?
Whatever it is, you now set the record.
I feel like I have. Can you mark that in there? So if anybody else, if we ever get a cheeseburger again, we can have a contest, like an unofficial contest.
I'm not doing anything you asked me.
All right, that's fair. I apologize, Jason.
I don't want your apology. Don't back
down. I didn't mean that. No, you've slimmed down. You look great.
He does look great.
He feels
good
great.
Oh, yeah. This is what this is about.
By the way, just a suggestion. You're a grown-ass man. You don't need me to tell you what to do.
I am.
When you go to your car, I'd avoid the sales end of the
building.
Now
I'm going to go the other way. Now I'm going to go the other way. You know, that's fine.
You don't have to go out through there.
But they're still going to be picking up the last bit of meat on the chicken wing in the kitchen anyway.
Licking the cardboard boxes.
They're going to be distracted the rest of the day, Dale. I think I'll be fine. Maybe tomorrow, once they get wind of this, maybe I'll have
throw
some trouble.
Chicken bone the other way. They'll all dive
then
at
scatter.
It.
Scatter. Like, oh my God, pizza over there! And then you're like, they all take off. So that'd be fine.
617-779. Thanks to the nice folks at Kings, by the way.
We did get some, by the way, Kings. It's delicious.
Very nice.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye.
No need to check the time, as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Called, that's
you
what
love
you
it.
Called noon for 30. Crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
It's noon 30. I couldn't tell because the last 20 minutes it felt like noon 30 as well.
It's always noon 30 on this program, Dale.
And I'm very happy to report that Rich Keith took the bull by the horns found True TV.
I did. We're ready to go. Yale. Let's see it. 1240 tip. Yale, LSU.
There you go.
True TV.
So this whole Tom Brady, you know, we think is the greatest of all time. Some people don't.
I feel like that argument had been over for a couple of years.
We thought so too. So this is Terrell Suggs now, right? And evidently
T Sizzle. Yep.
Rizzle Von Drizzle.
And yeah, no, he hasn't called today.
And not yet.
He's taking the day off.
So apparently T Sizzle isn't quite as impressed with the accomplishments of one number 12 Tom Brady as we might be in these parts.
So you had some great battles over the years with one Tom Brady up in Foxborough. How shocked are you that he's still going at age next year 42 at a high level?
Well, the way the game's played now, the way the rules change, you know, I'll probably be able to sneak it out until I'm 40. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same game from when, you know what I'm saying, but when I came in and when Shannon played, you know what I'm saying? It's almost two-hand touch now, but hey, we'll play nice. We'll play long. So it's not shocking at all. The rules ain't the same. You know what I mean? The game isn't the same. They have more protection than anybody, you know, quarterbacks in this league. So it's not very shocking at all.
So it's just run of the mill now. Now, part of what he's saying.
See, now it's that the game's just too easy.
Now it's too easy. And so it's not impressive to play to 42 anymore. But what about at that level? Like, that's the difference to me. Because you know what? He is right. The game is different now. Like, that's fair. That's not anything outlandish to say that, you know, Montana or Bradshaw or Aikman or those guys got hit way more than Brady and the quarterbacks are more protected now. Fine. But did he make a comment about how when he first came into the league, it's not like Brady was in the league longer than him. Suggs was. What is he talking about? Brady was drafted in 2000. Suggs was drafted in 03. And so even for the first part of your career, guess what? That was also the first part of Brady's career. And then they did make changes, and those guys do you know, have more protection. But the other thing that surprises me is if you're Terrell Suggs, wouldn't you want to hype Brady up? Because then when you beat him, it's even more impressive.
I've said this before. It is the age-old professional wrestling thing where you build up your opponent so that when you beat your opponent, what you did is a bigger deal.
Right.
If you just knock your opponent around and run him down, then when you beat them, it's like, so?
So you should have beat him. If the guy's ordinary, then you should have been able to beat him.
It's almost two-hand touch now, but hey, well.
But hey. But then also, and then if you lose to him, it sort of works as a built-in excuse because you lose to him, but, well, he's the best. So, you know, not everybody beats him. Guys have a hard time. Because he was on a couple of Baltimore teams that beat the Patriots in the playoffs. I want to say he was 2-2 somewhere in there, if that sounds right, the times that he was with the Ravens. So
that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that one was terrible. But he was on those teams, so it should be really impressive. Like, hey, you beat the best. And then, you know, he also prevented you from maybe winning more than you did.
They have more protection than anybody.
Anybody, even the president's got more protection than the president now. So he doesn't really want to give him credit for being the greatest. That's what it seems like, which is odd because I feel like most of the guys that have played against Brady, they at least acknowledge that.
They generally have kind of a begrudging respect and admiration.
Yeah, and who was the guy not too long ago? He's like, oh, I hate him. Or actually, it might have been Michael Bennett. It was Michael Bennett before he joined here.
He said,
like,
he did hate him.
Yeah, I hate him. I couldn't stand him because he was on the other team and he wins all the time. That's fine. I thought Suggs might take more of that angle. Like, oh, I can't stand him because they win all the time.
He's really good.
But you could even say, like, hey, we got him a couple of times, which is true. Terrell Suggs and the Ravens have probably had as much, if not more, success in the playoffs against the Patriots than anybody else. Obviously, the Giants a couple of times, Peyton Manning a couple of times, but Suggs was right there. So he
used to hate the Patriots.
He should be, that's Bennett, but so Suggs should be able to celebrate that more. But instead, he goes in a different direction. Like, all right.
Let's get back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Rico's in Springfield. Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about the Bob Kraft situation.
All right.
You know, try to help you guys understand.
Thank you.
Why he would want to fight this and not just, you know, let it.
Oh, I know why he wants to fight it.
Well, I mean, other than football, he has other bigger business ventures besides that, which his name is tied to. And if he was found guilty, he would have to be registered as a sex offender.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think that's true.
No.
As far as I know, these are
misdemeanor charges.
Well, even public urination, you have to register as a sex offender, at least in Massachusetts. I could be wrong in Florida. But I know if that was a scenario, that would put a big more of a damper on his name than anything else would.
I have not heard anything
so
about
that.
His concern. First of all, I've never heard that he'd have to be registered.
No, I haven't heard that one.
A sex offender. And I actually don't even believe that's true.
Well, I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but to my knowledge, I believe if you get guilty of a charge like that, you have to register as a sex offender.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer.
Maybe
to that.
Somebody who knows the legal system about registering as a sex offender. Jason,
soliciting a prostitute.
Rossi, can you help us out here?
Rossi, in your experience, what happened?
I once almost was caught publicly urinating,
and
I hopped a fence and ran away. But I was told that
but they found him. There was a trail of urine, and they were able to catch up with him down the road.
It's like breadcrumbs. No,
it was before CSI.
What I was told is the only reason that is the case is because you're in public. What
that's
Robert
like
Kraft did is not
yourself in public. Right.
This is something that is being filmed inside.
It's what we thought was very private. Turns out it is not as private as
not at this time.
Right.
But they're trying to shut it down. So Keith can never see.
I haven't heard that part, and I feel like between reading Michael McCann and T.J. Quinn and others,
haven't seen that anywhere.
That would have popped up as another reason to fight it. It's more he doesn't want to admit guilt. That has been a big part of it,
which I understand.
And maybe legacy and things like that, and whether or not he feels like the punishment might not be as severe by the league, any kind of potential like banishment, which I don't think is going to happen, but just that kind of thing. So I'm skeptical of that.
617-779-7937. Marshall is in Newton. Hey, Marshall.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you?
A little more on Kraft. I'm disappointed at the way he's handled it. I mean, to my mind, he's always been a good man, a terrific owner, a really charitable, philanthropic guy. But the way he's decided to handle this, especially these latest developments, I just find incredibly disappointing. He could have just said, hey, especially because it has to do with the way the NFL's relationship to women and this whole sex trafficking component, he easily could have said, holy cow, you know, maybe I shouldn't have gone there. I had no idea that any of these women were being taken advantage of or there was anything having to do with sex trafficking. And he could shine a spotlight on this. There's regular people all around the country that probably go to places like this regularly but never would do it if they thought that the women were being abused or taken advantage of. They just perception is it's consensual and totally normal. And he could help be one of the people solving that problem and say, you know what? This is wrong. I had no idea. The rest of the country probably has no idea. Let's make this better and just move past it.
Well, I do agree with you on a lot of that, Marshall. I feel like the country is very forgiving. I mean, there people get second, third, fourth chances. People forget about that. You know, whatever they see, whatever your worst moment is, you'll get kind of blasted for that. But then it's all right. How do you respond to it? And people who take ownership of it, almost regardless of what it is, there's much more of a all right. Like he's moving on, she's moving on, and we are too. And like, okay, fine, that happens. But it's when you fight it or when you're adamant that you didn't do something, if it's proven that you did, it's harder for people to forgive you for that.
I mean, and I've heard Jerry mention this. I think in this case in particular, if you're talking about a 77-year-old widower who, you know, it's not like he left his wife sitting at home and was off at this massage parlor.
Oh, if he was married, it would be looked at even worse, right. And there'd be another group of people who are all
right.
fired
he
up about it.
He is a 77-year-old right. widower. Right. To your point, I think most of America would say, okay, I understand. You know,
yeah, and I think especially once you, and it seems like at this point we have, removed all of the human trafficking from it. Because that was the real, like, awful angle. Because you remember when it first came out.
It was horrible.
And people were making jokes about what the story was. But then you're like, yeah, but then there's also this very serious angle to it, too. But that doesn't seem to be there anymore. And so now, not everybody is going to cut him some slack for it. But I think a lot of people would. But then even those people that are trying to take his side, all of a sudden he's fighting back on. He's like, I won't admit guilt. It's like, yeah, but did you? Like, did you do this? So why won't you admit guilt? And I think I'm having a hard time. The last caller clearly is kind of having a hard time with that, and I understand it.
Ben's up in New Hampshire. Hey, Ben.
Hey, I just want to talk about this Cindy Yang woman. She's got ties with Trump, and she gets to go to all these, you know, the First Lady balls and all this stuff. What's her deal? Why was she the former owner, and why is she have all these billionaires coming
down
there?
By the way, she sold the place like 12 years ago, so let's not try to make the connection too concrete here. She is evidently a wealthy Republican benefactor who donates to a number of Republican candidates. And generally speaking, if you donate money to a candidate, he likes you.
Yeah, but why? Then on top of that, you have all these billionaires coming there. There's something else going on besides this whole human trafficking and prostitution. There's something way bigger going on in that place.
Boy, I just I don't know if I'd have used way bigger.
Well, Dale, so
I'm just saying.
Sometimes.
Braggart. I just in my humble opinion, the people who don't like Donald Trump, and we know that there's a bunch of them there,
half
would like to somehow make this connection. There is no connection to Donald Trump to this case in Jupiter, Florida. None.
Doesn't seem like it. It really doesn't.
This woman literally sold this spa like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You are fake news.
I think she's got a bunch of money. And she's not afraid to donate to a raft of Republican candidates. There's a lot of photos out there of her with a bunch of different people.
Yeah, she was a 10 grand, I think, to the Trump campaign.
It's got nothing to do with this case. And with all due respect to the previous caller, I don't think that there's a bigger story lurking under the surface here.
Could be. This all is just like a red herring. There's something much bigger at stake here.
I love the poorly educated.
So I think that when people did discover, I forget who it was exactly, when they discovered that photo of the president with Cindy Yang, I think people were expecting there to be this major story.
Well, if she were the current owner of the spa, you
might have something.
You might be able to connect the dots.
Well, it's funny because you remember what somebody tweeted that out when it first happened with the photo, and they said, wow, Adam Schefter must have been right, because they were assuming that was the bigger name, which it isn't. But also, Adam Schefter liked that tweet, which I thought was ridiculous. He was like, yeah, see? Because that would be a bigger name than Robert Kraft.
Does he like a lot of tweets?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I would just suggest he probably might want to be more selective.
I'm guessing he spends a lot of time on Twitter, so he may like
somebody
a lot of
was
things.
Saying the other day that ESPN has to provide him with a driver because he's on the phone the whole time.
Oh my God!
You know, getting to work and from work and back and forth. And
well, it's the most.
I don't
important,
have the name.
It's the most important work there is.
Well, it's God's work.
I don't have the name.
He's only liked 403 things, so.
And this was one of them.
This was one of them, I believe.
Ooh,
yeah, it was. So it was this woman tweeted out, new scoop, Trump cheered Kraft's team to Super Bowl victory with founder of spa where he was busted. Somebody responded, so Adam Schefter was right, and that's one of his 403 likes.
Okay, good. Steve's in Rhode Island. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Dale. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to comment and give you a little information, and you may have already discussed this or not. I've heard a little bit of discussion about filing as a sex offender. That's state by state. So if the state of Florida indicates that you need to file for as a sex offender because you got convicted of solicitation, it is what it is. I don't think Florida does. I think some states do, but I don't believe Florida does. That's the first thing. The second thing, there's been a lot of discussion about the legality of the audio or video surveillance, which was ever implemented into that establishment. Dale, you're right on the button when you said the judge who issued the search warrant obviously addressed that issue. The bigger issue is whether or not Flouter is a one-party or two-party consent. My guess is it's probably a one-party consent because nobody that was being videotaped consented to them being videotaped.
And I'm going to guess that the judge knows that.
I would agree. Now, the only thing, I don't know if it's come out or not, and based on my past experiences, whether or not we would go with state or federal judges, I think this was a state judge because I believe the FBI and Homeland Security walked away from it because they didn't feel it met the threshold for human trafficking. So if it is a state judge, the standards are the same, but they may have had a better relationship with the state judge than they did with the federal judge.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, supposedly law enforcement officials in South Florida say that they're continuing their investigation into the human trafficking element of this case.
Right.
To this point, as far as I know, there hasn't been a shred of evidence presented. There hasn't been a single arrest made which indicates human trafficking was a part of this at all.
And I just doing a quick look on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, Dale, where I would say what...
Looking for a career change, are we?
No, not. I'm just clarifying something that a caller mentioned. So the qualifying offenses for sex offenders and predators.
Okay.
There's a whole long list of them, and essentially they all have to do with kidnapping or human trafficking or minors. Like, those are the things that jump out to you.
I got no issues with any of those.
No, I mean, all these make sense, but I don't see anything...
About that, solicitation.
No, I don't. Assuming, and again, knowing that it's a 59-year-old and a 38-year-old, then we know that, you know, that seems to be in the clear of this.
John's in Brockton. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, I was actually calling on the same topic.
Yeah, sorry, I can't hear him.
Unfortunately, that was,
you're popping.
Not your fault, John. Nope. We were happy to talk to you. You're
hard to hear.
Your phone kind of went out on us there. Steve's in Braintree. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I got something I haven't heard spoken about yet regarding Kraft.
I'm going to guess that might not be true, but go ahead.
I bet. Well, we've heard a couple of new ones today. The girls were in on it.
Yeah.
I know that when a judge issues permission to do video surveillance regarding a crime, it's very specific to that particular crime. Now, any evidence collected and someone charged with a different crime, that evidence would not be permissible in a court of law. For instance, if they were videotaping for human trafficking and they saw them selling fake handbags out the back door, that group could not be prosecuted.
Steve, I believe you're wrong, Steve. So let's play it out, Steve. Let's play your game. You've been given an order by a judge to put cameras in because you're investigating human trafficking.
Someone gets murdered.
John pulls out a gun and shoots the woman dead on camera.
Can't use it.
But you can't use it and not do anything, right?
That I don't know.
No, trust me.
I would assume
Steve,
you could.
Trust me, you could.
Yeah. I would hope that you could.
That video could not be used in
Yes, it could, Steve.
I don't believe so, but I'm not a lawyer. So.
Well,
you got to at least say that you are. How are we going to know? We can't check.
We
said that you
it.
Are.
I
would have been maybe tempted to believe
it.
No, I don't think I'm not buying that either.
It is amazing to me the hoops people are jumping through trying to come up with some technicality.
Yeah. So okay, whether and again he's found guilty or not guilty, or they reach some sort of an agreement. Nobody's saying he didn't do it. I guess we have one person that said he didn't do it. But for the most part, nobody's saying he didn't do it.
No, Wiggy, too.
No.
It was a committed relationship.
Yeah, so the act itself, everybody's on board with. That's it happened, right? So everybody's trying to twist it into another way and to say, well, you know, they're in a relationship or he thought this was going to happen and then something else happened or whatever else. I think the league is just looking at this and just waiting for some sort of end result, and then they're going to come down and make their punishment. And it's not going to be prior to next week's court date, which means it's also not going to be done prior to the owners' meetings this weekend. And I think Monday, when we're doing the show Monday, we're going to have a few
unless
quotes.
Unless you've heard something.
I assume we're in. I shouldn't assume anything. Yeah. We're day to day. So, but on
for
Monday,
life.
If we're in on Monday, don't you think we're going to have a few quotes from some of the owners? About Robert Kraft?
I actually wonder if Robert Kraft attends the meetings or if Jonathan Kraft goes in his place. And Jonathan Kraft is part of one of the owners
like,
of this team.
Like if you're Robert, you just go, hey, business as usual. I normally go to the meetings. Here I am. Or do you say, I'll sit this one out this year? I don't know. And I wonder if he's talked to Goodell about it because just to get his advice and say, what do you think would be best? Because honestly, even though a lot of people think that Kraft should stick it to the league or fight the league, he wants to do what's best for the league. So he may ask him, do you think it would be a good idea if I went, or do you think it would be a better thing if I decided not to?
And he always would adhere to whatever Roger Goodell says, right?
Sadly, he might.
617-779-7937, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
This is the godfather of Boston sports, Dale.
Dale, you are the greatest. I believe you are the godfather of WEEI, and it is a pleasure to me speaking to you.
And Keith.
Call to speak to the godfather, Ian.
Dale's, the godfather's here.
Sorry.
Good. I have the right number.
Yeah.
On Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Always happy to be here.
The godfather. I like that one.
During the break.
Yep.
I went down to the lunchroom.
Yeah, there's more ketchup left than I thought there would be.
I got you a plate.
Of what?
I put together a plate of tasty treats
for
you.
A pickle and ketchup. Thank you. I'm surprised a slice of pickle made it through
there. It was the one. It was on the floor, so they might not have seen it.
No,
so
that's true.
You know, I grabbed it for you.
Probably their mouths were so full that it popped out and just landed in the tray. Yeah, my guess.
I got you what was there.
Thank you very much. I'll have that in the next break.
Bring you a tasty treat.
Yes, thank you.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. The text line is 37937. I'm sorry. Some people have cracked me up here today.
Is that right? You're having a day? Having a nice day?
Some people have made me laugh.
It's tournament day.
It's too bad it's not excited. Us making
no,
other people
all right.
laugh.
That's fine. That's why we talk to the people.
Paul's in Braintree. Hey, Paul.
Yes, how are you, gentlemen?
We're great.
Good. That guy was wrong. I just checked the Massachusetts laws. If you get caught outdoors, it's lewd and lascivious behavior or indecent exposure, and those are separate crimes.
Okay.
If you're in like a massage parlor or something, it's only prostitution.
Got it.
So he's right. If you get caught urinating or you get caught in a car with anybody,
right,
that's lewd and lascivious behavior, then they'd add prostitution to it.
Which, let me stop you right there, Paul. I think if you're making sweet love in your car, you should be allowed to. I feel like
sweet,
you should.
Sweet love in your car?
I do. Well, I think so.
I have to admit that's something that happened many years ago, but not recently.
Don't you think, Paul, that should be allowed?
It depends when and where. Not if you're in a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the afternoon.
No, you know what? You bring up a good point, Paul.
Waiting for your youngster to get out of elementary school
in the
parking lot.
What if I was in my driveway and I just couldn't get into the house? We put the seat back and all of a sudden, wouldn't that be fine?
Yeah, but if somebody can see you, it's lewd and lascivious behavior.
But they might be able to see me in my own house if we have the windows open.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
It's none of your business, Dale, what I do. Drive by my street, you'll find out.
I don't want to now.
Some people actually, you know,
get off on that, if you will. Yeah. Oh, is Paul gone?
They open up the blinds for these situations.
Oh, really? Like exhibitionists, maybe.
Yeah, but like that's how you dip your toe.
But isn't that a foolish rule? Like, if you're in your car and you're having consensual lovemake, no?
If you're in public now.
No. I mean, you're not going to, like he said, you're at the Walmart parking lot.
There was this very good series on Netflix. I recommend you see it. It's called...
Don't spoil it.
It's called You.
Oh, Y-O-U? Y-O-U? Yeah.
It's called You. And it's kind of creepy, which is nice, and it's kind of...
okay.
No, I'm saying...
Okay.
But
play along.
But part of this is this young lady who lives in New York City.
Okay.
She has a small studio apartment type thing. On the first floor.
And then the last episode...
And what Jason just described, she's... Yeah. You know, she's a young, attractive lady, and she's in front of this. Don't you have curtains?
The mirror's wide open.
I mean, the window's wide open. And
there was that episode of Seinfeld where across the way they could look in, and Kramer would always be in Jerry's apartment looking over there. And then the next thing you know, Kramer was over there.
Well, this would be some guy like out walking his chihuahua, and he's going, oh.
Yeah. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Look at that.
I don't know. I feel like the car, that shouldn't be the same as if you were just like in the middle of the street or something.
It depends on where you park it.
No, I understand, but I said like in your driveway.
You can't get from the driveway. You can't, you know,
sometimes,
30 more
Dale.
Seconds. 30 more seconds.
No.
Get into the house.
No.
I mean, look, once you're inside the door,
I lost the moment. I lost the moment. You know, it's passed by.
Dale, a lot of us, 30 seconds makes a lot of a difference.
You know?
So.
I almost wanted to ask him a follow-up question. Decided
I wish we
against
did. No, you did. But he had some good information there, though. But so Rossi would have been facing a big charge. Because you were outside urinating.
Yes.
So you would have really faced some comeuppance, I think.
That's why you got to hop the fence and keep going.
Yeah.
Never look back.
Pretty good. Did you rip any of your clothing, hop on the fence? I know that can happen.
Luckily, I did not, but I lost a shoe and I had to go back to get it.
Well, see.
You lost a shoe?
So what they do? I don't tie my shoes.
So then the police were walking around with one shoe. They go, we need to find
like
the other one of these shoes.
Like Cinderella.
And we got our man. We got our urinator. We'll get him.
So, all right, I will.
Go
ask.
Ahead.
What
jump,
the hell?
Jump in.
So, had you finished when you got caught?
You have to.
Wait, are we talking about in the car? Or
no.
When you Jason, were out, keep up.
Because you can't just end
no,
it
you gotta
on
empty
demand.
The, you got to empty the tank every time.
I think I told the story off the air. I was
well,
not
why don't
finished.
Why don't you tell
I
it
I was
the
not
air.
Finished.
Okay.
And it, I was, yeah.
If, and
I
then he got a kidney infection.
Oh, right.
Oh, what?
It doesn't just stop on command. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you can stop you the next break. Stop it. Start and stop it. You know, it hurts like the dickens,
but
you
I was like
stop
in like
it.
That late stream. Like, it wasn't like a just, you know, we're just warming up. This was full stream.
Thank you.
It's my fault.
Yeah, you
I
did ask him the question.
Question.
You did ask him.
It's totally my fault.
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice. And
it's just. Oh, no, that show is actually kind of cool. I recommend it. If you,
you
get a chance.
All right. I'll add it to my queue. That's what I'll do.
And I've read where they're making You 2.
You too, and which, Chris D'Elia is going to be in that, who's one of my favorite stand-up comedians.
Oh, is he?
He's also an actor. He's going to be in that. Yeah, I haven't seen U1, but I'll have to watch
U1. Oh, you got
to
see U1.
How many episodes is it?
It's like eight or something.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I think it's
10. Oh, is it 10?
That's better than 13, though, so I'll jump in on that. It's the kid from Gossip Girl, right? Who's in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'll watch that.
And I don't know the young lady who's the co-star. I'm not familiar with her work. But.
Oh.
Dale, I'm going to ask a question the audience wants to know. Is there nudity?
Oh, yes.
Oh, why are we not watching this right now?
I mean, she's in front of this picture window on a street of New York.
Wait, they do nudity on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Really? Ross is looking at me like I'm an idiot. I guess I've been watching the wrong things. All right. We'll give it a go. It was originally on Lifetime. That's odd. All right, I'll give it a shot.
On Lifetime, anything goes.
Her name is Elizabeth Lail.
That's it. That was her name.
Okay, interesting. I will watch that when I get
home. All I can think of was if she made just this much more money, she'd be able to afford curtains. just throw a sheet up there.
Ooh, John Stamos is in this show.
He is. He's a psychiatrist.
He is?
Yeah, oh yeah. Lucy's in now.
Oh, favorite.
Full-bearded John Stamos. Oh, he's a psychiatrist.
Oh. Is there any John Stamos nudity
no.
in this show?
Sorry, Lucy.
That's a shame.
I am out.
Forget it then. Yeah, that's fair.
Actually, it's not full nudity, but they're pretty good at hiding stuff.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Like the neighbor on Home Improvement? They keep him under wraps. Wilson or whatever? Yeah.
Only see the eyes.
Yeah. All right.
Back in the day, growing up in Maine, there used to be this TV station out of Sherbrooke, Quebec, which you'd get occasionally. You get out of Sherbrooke, Quebec, and late at night on a Saturday night, they'd be showing stuff out of Sherbrooke.
Yes.
You'd be going, oh, my
God.
They're not showing this on PBS
No, they do not.
Seika Asash.
What?
CKSH was the name of the TV station.
I thought you were speaking a different language for a moment.
I was.
Do I have to dump that?
Yeah, you probably should to be safe.
For some reason, I remember that TV station.
Oh, weird.
As a young kid,
odd.
Growing up in Maine.
Yes.
Chrissy's in Draken. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey.
Good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
So you guys have totally missed the boat on the Robert Kraft thing, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, that woman is his girlfriend. And
that's the
Robert,
Wiggy defense.
Yep, we've heard that one. Which one? Because he visited two different women, so which one is his girlfriend?
Okay, so the first one, he's stopping by. You know, he's got the Super Bowl. He's got to plan the party. They get into a fight because she wants her entire family to show up. So he stops by the next day. They make up. As you can tell, they made up. He gives her $100.
They weren't in the Super Bowl yet at this point, Chrissy.
They hadn't won the AFC Championship.
No, they hadn't won that game yet. They weren't even in the Super Bowl.
This man has big parties to plan all the time.
Okay.
All right.
One detail, though, in your story has changed already, just to be fair, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, he's going to claim that the district attorney needs to prove that they are not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
Or else. That's it. That's what I think. He's gonna say that's my girlfriend. And they're gonna go back.
Wait.
And go,
so who was the first woman then?
I thought it was only one girl.
No, two. One was 39. One was 58. Two different women.
Oh, I thought it was just the one.
Tougher sell, maybe.
You guys, that's okay. He's got lots of girlfriends. This man's got lots of money. He's hanging out with rappers. He's got lots of girlfriends.
Like a sister wives situation, maybe.
By the way, the creepiest show on television.
That guy. Have you seen that guy?
I don't care.
What is up with that
guy?
What
are you thinking when you think this will work?
So they are, because my wife watches that show sometimes.
Oh, my wife watches that show.
No, it's true.
I just happen to be passing
through. I don't like that show. I would never watch it if she wasn't there. They are all miserable. Especially the first wife.
The
first wife hates it. And then the guy's doing something. He has the weirdest looking goatee. Like, it's not shaped right. And then he has long hair.
That's what you took out of this?
Yeah, the goatee is odd.
The shape of his goatee, the fact that he's got two women
three
women.
Four women now. My mind always just goes to, like,
the goatee.
What activities go on? And do they ever get involved, all five of them? Is it just like a four-person thing? Is one of them into it? Is one of them not? That's where my mind goes.
This is the problem, because you can never have a bunch of women with the same guy, because they are always jealous of each other no matter what. They always give each other the side eye.
Tell us more about how your experiences have been in this.
The dynamic of this show is crazy.
So you would not be a sister wife.
It would be tough.
It would be tough.
Sure.
Even if it was John Stamos, you might be able to figure it out then.
Yeah, maybe.
But then I feel like, all right, Tuesday night's the only night you get to stay with him, right? So you better make it count. Isn't that what we're kind of thinking? That's where my mind goes. I'm like, this guy, but none of them are really all that exciting, the four of them. But either way, I'm always like asking my wife, I'm like, do you think like the three of them? She's like, no. I'm like, what about the four of them? She's like, no. But that's where my mind goes. But anyway, he has like he has long hair, but then he shaves his head underneath. So if he's out in the wind, it like all blows up and you can see, it's just a really bizarre look.
See, all I think about is, aren't you four times as miserable?
What is that? Are you miserable?
There are days when,
hold on a second.
Let's be honest.
What?
I mean, come on.
He also has like 30 kids. That's a lot of responsibility. He's got a ton of kids. Each one, he's got a million kids
eight,
with.
Eight per or something?
Yeah, it's an aggressive number.
There's one creepier show on television.
I don't know. That show's pretty creepy.
The whole teenage mother thing.
Oh, Teen Moms. My wife watches that show too. Yeah, she does.
Teen Mom 2.
Teen Mom 2, Electric Boogaloo.
So many unanswered questions in Teen Mom 1.
No, I'm convinced, and this is kind of messed up, but I'm convinced they're running this show so like one of the teen moms, usually they're like 16 and pregnant, they go from that into Teen Mom, and now their kids are like 8 or 9. They're just waiting until that kid is like 16 and has a kid. And then they're going to be like, oh, we watched this kid the whole time, and he or she also had a 16-year-old baby.
Teen grandmoms?
Yes. That's going to be the show. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
617-779-7937, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.